It's 7:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Western ski towns, including Colorado's, had dismal hotel bookings in November due to lack of snow. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The occupancy rate for hotels and rentals like Airbnbs was down nearly 7% last month compared to the same time last year, according to data provider Destimetrics. Snowfall is typically the biggest factor for what makes a successful winter season for mountain resort communities. Only 11% of terrain in western ski areas was open as of November 30th, according to Destimetrics. Typically, roughly 40% of terrain would be open. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
More than $7.5 million in state grants will support land conservation, recreation projects, and more in southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on how Great Outdoors Colorado is distributing the latest round of lottery proceeds.
$2.5 million will support a plan to extend and realign an existing 63-mile trail around Pikes Peak, as well as projects aimed at wildlife and ecosystem restoration, camping improvements, and more in Teller, Fremont, and El Paso counties. Alamosa, Silvercliff, and Burlington will use grants between nearly $650,000 and $750,000 each to upgrade municipal parks and make them more accessible for all residents. Los Animas, Sawatch, and Chaffee counties are among the other areas that are receiving funds. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Great Outdoors Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. A 2028 NASA mission to the moon may use scientific instruments from a CU Boulder lab. NASA announced nearly $25 million in funding for the proposal earlier this month. The instruments would help Artemis IV astronauts study the properties of moon dust. Lunar dust is highly abrasive and considered a major hurdle to long-term presence on the moon. You're listening to KRCC.